You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on and we're back with Art Falcone. Art is, gosh, you're my hero. Youngest McDonald's franchisee at 23. What do you think about today's people under 40 and their work ethic?
That's a good question. Well, you know, it really depends. I'm seeing technology people, young people that are creating apps and technology, they're doing a great job and they're working as hard as my generation did. So, you know, there's a lot of people that do have the work ethic. You know, there's a big transformation of wealth from the baby boomer generation to millennials today. So maybe that causes people not to work as much. But, you know, eventually everybody gets it. You never bet against it. You always bet for the American people and our country because it's the best country in the world. And as we are getting more competitive with China, India, and other countries, there's a lot of hardworking people out there. So, you know, with the young people of our country, you know, they'll have that competition that we didn't have years ago. And I think they'll make them work harder as they realize they could be losing market share to other young people around the world. So, you know, we're a global economy, and you have to be thinking that way. And I think that will inspire a lot of young people to get the job done just like our generation did.
Well, I know I work hard as I can. I try to inspire by example and mentor. How do you inspire younger people to work as hard as you do?
You know, I guess it's not just about working hard, but it's about working smart, you know, having a balance in your life. You know, if you want things, you have to work hard for it, but you have to want it. You know, it's not something you can teach somebody. They eventually learn on their own. You try to set by example, and we mentor a lot of young people come into our company or around the country, and you know they know there's no free rides out there. Eventually, they catch on to that.
Well, all I can say is that you're really prolific here in South Florida. I wanted to give a shout out to Peggy Fucci, who we spoke to about the Paramount projects. Maybe you could go real quickly through what you've got going on here in South Florida.
Oh gosh, South Florida, as you know, we got Miami World Center. We're also building a large apartment job out in Doral. We're finishing up the Paramount Fort Lauderdale Beach. We have Plantation Walk, which is a big mixed use. We're about to break ground on a residential tower in downtown Fort Lauderdale on 2nd Street. And we have six other mega projects around the state in the resort business in Orlando, Tampa, and also Jacksonville. We're also building the Margaritaville Resort today in Orlando.
Oh, that sounds awesome. You know, I drove past the Margaritaville down here. I can't wait to see what you're going to do in Orlando. In fact, I can't wait to come up to your offices sometime soon and get the whole tour and see all the different projects and really, really do some great things. What do you think is making your projects differentiated from other developers here in the market today?
Well, they're big. So they define things differently. Most of the projects we do are of very large size. They're usually between $500 million and $2 billion. So they have a bigger impact, so we control more of the whole experience in developing everything from the residential, the retail side, to the office side, to the hospitality side. So when you're doing mixed use as we do, it just has a different impact, and you can control more of the overall experience. It makes it special.
What are you seeing in the rest of the United States? I know you guys build all across the country. What are some of the other markets that you're in, and what are you seeing in those markets?
Well, you know, we're in the Oregon market, Portland. We're in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Texas, and Phoenix, and all that. I mean, all the markets are very strong. California being San Francisco and Los Angeles is as strong as, you know, Florida. It's a lot harder to get permits and get entitlements, so it takes a much longer period of time, and the upside is great over there. But pretty much across the country, the real estate market is pretty strong right now. There's a lack of lenders still in the marketplace across the country, but we're seeing that get much better with private lenders like yourself. And then there's a lot of Wall Street private equity firms that have been stepping up on doing the larger size deals. But pretty much across the country, the markets, I would say, is very good.
You beat me to the punch. I was going to talk about how the capital markets were evolving. So let's talk a little bit differently. How are the designs evolving? Are units getting smaller? I know that you've got these fabulous external amenities that you build around. What are you seeing from a design standpoint?
Are you referencing to residential for rent or for sale?
How about both?
On the rent side, units have gotten more efficient, so they've gotten a little bit smaller. What we're doing today compared to 20 years ago on the rental side is probably on average about 150 square foot less on average on a project per unit. On the condo side, you know, it really depends on the city. It varies quite a bit. So we, as an example, in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, we decided to go with larger size units at Paramount, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami, and that was a good bet. Because nobody was really servicing that market in the downtown market where we were going after more of users versus investors. So for us, it's worked out well, and it's shown in our sales.
Yeah, I've been talking to your team today, like I said, at the Real Deal event, and they were talking about the outdoor balconies, and that was something that really I love because I live in Florida, and I like to be out on my balcony a lot, just feeling the breeze and being part of the environment. So I really appreciate that design. How about the finishes? What are you seeing, any finish of evolution? Both, again, for sale and for rent.
You know, today's a much more cleaner, modern look. We're doing the outdoor patios, so when you're, there's not a delineation of, like, we're trying to do like almost like a nano glass wall where the outside becomes the inside, and vice versa. So we're seeing much more open floor plans compared to what we used to do years ago, especially how the kitchen relates to the entertainment areas and out to the balconies.
Now, I know that your projects are getting close to sellout here in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Are you planning any more luxury condos in Fort Lauderdale or Palm Beach even?
You know, for us in the condominium business, We normally buy when the market kind of corrects itself, and then we kind of go quiet for a period of time. We're however, looking at multifamily for rent as we speak, not really a condo for sale as right now.
Well, I think that's good. I think that from a financing standpoint, for rent is going to be easier than condo right now. What do you see coming up as far as the primary trend in for sale housing and in rental housing?
You know, for sale housing is still underperforming compared to peak cycles over the last 70 years. So the industry on the for sale side will hit about 650,000 units this year. The peak of the cycle is about 1.1 million, 1.2 million, so we're kind of far away. There has been a transformation where millennials are, over the last few years, have not been going to houses. They want to live in urban areas. As they get a little bit older and start having kids, we'll probably then see a shift where they're then going back into the suburbs again. So right now, in the last, let's say 5 years, there's been definitely a shift into the urban areas and not in suburbia. But we'll probably see a shift back to that probably another 5 years from now.
One fast last question, because we're almost out of time, and I want to go back to Plantation. You know, you've seen the future of the big of retailers. You're demalling that project. Tell me a little bit about what you see as far as the retailers and the evolution of retail and how you're going to address that in Plantation.
Yeah. Well, we have commitments from, one large retailer. I can't say the name because it's not signed yet. We only have a signed LOI. But on the most part, the days of going with big boxes is not there. So it's mostly boutique retailers, shops that millennials love to shop in, and we're hitting more boutique type of retails and specialty type of items, and then a lot of restaurants, entertainment. We are going to be doing a marketplace there as well, where you can eat and also take food out in a pretty cool marketplace like you would see like in New York and Boston and places like that. So
I'm really excited to go up and see the projects. I'm really excited to go meet you and your team and hear about all the different deals. And I want to thank you for coming on today. And I want to thank Julie for putting it all together for us, Art. And I hope we can get you on again real soon.
Look forward to it, Jim. Thanks for your time.